This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Friday, 26 April, year of our Lord, 2024. I continue with Jeff Clark. Mike Davis is going to join us in a second. I want to make sure a clarification. The engine room notified me that, for clarity, it is not all donors, of course. There are many donors supports of President Trump and, of course, the MAGA donors. It is the uniparty donors. Let me be specific. Paul Singer in this AOA, I don't know, it's some alliance of American Opportunity Alliance. They get these all these innocuous names, right? They've committed $100 million, I think, to hold the House. But this is all part of a program. Mitch McConnell comes out yesterday. Mitch McConnell comes out and argues Rachel Maddow's side. See what you see. The uniparty donors think they're going to pick a couple of seats up in the House. Matt Bull's got a brain analysis of that over at Breitbart. He's one of the smartest guys around. How pick up a couple of seats in the Senate, control the Senate. And Mitch McConnell is going to deign who his replacement is going to be. And Mitch and Stephen Law are hardwired into the uniparty donors. You got the House where they're going to hold and pick up a couple of seats and keep Polly Pockets in. And then they feel, hey, as bad as Biden is, because he still made him a ton of money. Remember, the top 1%, the top 5% have not had a run like they've ever had under Biden. And quite frankly, since Powell came out with Yellen in early January and started jiggering interest rates and infusing more liquidity into the system, they've had an explosion here in the market. They're doing fine, and they figure, hey, as bad as, because they don't support you on the social issues at all, and they don't care about the American culture. Those uniparty donors of the Republican Party are many of the people writing the biggest checks to these left wing universities. And now they're all, oh, this is so terrible. Yo, dude, you've been writing the checks for 20, 30 years. You're supporting that faculty. The problem is not the kids. The kids are a symptom of the problem. The problem is in the faculty that are all Marxist and all hate America and the administrations. And yes, Kraft and Cooperman and all you crowd, you were fine writing that, those checks for that. We have to have a moment of clarity. The problem is you've had a red-green merger. You've got this progressive far-left neo-Marxism now with Sharia supremacism. Yep. It's Trevor Loudon and Frank Gaffney, who were as mocked and ridiculed as Clark, Davis, Paoletta. Remember, they were all mocked and ridiculed until over time it becomes true. And now people run around, oh my gosh, I'm going to cut off my donations. Not good enough for you to cut off your donations. Tell me where you're going to put the money now to take care of the problem that you caused by writing those checks. So all these big donors sitting there going, oh no, I'm going to cut it off now. Well, cut it off is not good enough. It's already metastasized to a cancer. So what are you going to do about it? Tell me what you're going to do about it. Don't come whining to me. Tell me what you are going to do about it. That same uniparty, those same donors do not want Trump back in the White House. They figure on the evening of 5 November, if they can let Biden win this thing, they solve a big problem. They think they got him captured with the Senate and the House, and they say they'll deal with the executive branch because it's the end of Trump. And with the end of Trump goes the end of MAGA. So they don't have to have the Mike Davises and the Steve Bannons and the Jeff Clarks and CRA and Russ Vogt and Kevin Roberts and the Project 2025. It all, blah, 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 goes away. That's the plan. And what are people on this campaign doing about it? And what are people on the RNC doing about it? All I hear is crickets. I don't see any action. I got Gavin Wax and Vish, and I get the New York Young Republicans with Jason Miller and some others. They're going to the bodega. They're going to the construction site and having that great construction guy walking out telling America, hey, Trump, well over half the country supports Trump. Trump's our guy. Some construction worker in New York, in Manhattan. That's what this fight's about. Let's be very clear what this fight's about. It's about populist nationalism versus the elite globalists who are all neoliberal neocons. And now with a heavy dose of neo-Marxism. Just remember, they were all fine with where the university were. Could Charlie Kirk, look at Turning Point USA, could Charlie Kirk and any of these guys bring in conservative speakers? And hey, they ain't bringing fire-breathing MAGA. I'm talking about just nice, good conservative speakers at this campus. Look at the riots they had there. Did any of those donors at the time, did any of them say, hey, this is not right, I believe in free speech? I don't really remember all this crowd coming forward and say, no, Turning Point USA and all the young people they're putting up there and all these nice conservative speakers to give an alternative. I don't remember they're coming out and saying, yes, First Amendment, they have a right to speech. Crickets, 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 because they underwrote the neo-Marxist left. Now it's come for them. It's a problem. The rioters that are shutting down the universities are a symptom of the problem. They're not the problem. The problem, and you're going to show me, donors, that you're serious when you do two things, uniparty donors. Number one, when you support President Trump and MAGA, because MAGA is the only thing that's going to save you. Let me repeat this. MAGA is the only thing that is going to save you. So when you show me that you support President Trump and you support MAGA and that you're prepared to do the hard and dirty work of taking care of those faculties that you underwrote for decades and decades and decades, then I'll take you seriously. Bill Ackman, he's saying yesterday, he puts his tweet out, you know, I'm really considering not voting for Biden tomorrow. Oh, thanks. That's such a revelation. That's so amazing. Thank you. And then he comes out, he voted for Trump 16. Go back and look at his analysis. At least he admits he underwrote it. He went and did the Harvard situation and realized DEI was so deep embedded into all the hiring and all the departments, he was shocked. And at least he admitted, hey, I gave the money and I didn't follow up on it and I was okay with it and I was wrong. That's the beginning of a solution. The solution is we need to purge, and I mean purge, all the faculties here of the law schools and the colleges and purge it. Purge. And you need to purge the administrators. If you're a Marxist, you've got to go. And if you're these kids and you're saying death to America, you got to be deported. The visa's got to be doomed and you got to go. And if you're an American citizen, we got to sit down and find out where your head is. If you're an American citizen saying death to America, I got a problem with that. Jeff Clark, David Brock, one of the most radical guys around. He's got this project. Soros, and now we see the New York Post today is reporting Soros is underwriting the kids. Underwriting the kids that are protesting. You got David Brock. You got Soros money all over this. Walk through this project. And this project is to decimate the heroes, to decimate the Mike Davises and the Jeff Clarks and the John Eastmans, the Mark Paolettas. It's to decimate and make sure you never have anybody that can stand up to you, Jeff Clark.
Sure, Steve. So the 65 Project started by David Brock, right, who's a complete radical Democrat operative. And he, said in his special story, he gave a scoop to Axios when he started the 65 Project. I'm going to go after all the lawyers who are adjacent to President Trump. We're going to make them toxic in their communities, right? The idea is to reduce them to a pile of radioactive dust. It's not just to, try to get some kind of slap on the wrist or something, or, you know, some warning or the like, because we didn't like what they did in connection with the 2020 election. No, they want to eliminate the ability of the populist conservative movement to have lawyers who will stand up for them and represent them. And, you know, thankfully, there are people who are made of sterner stuff and have not given in to that 65 project. And that takes us in. You know, I have three last points for you, Steve, before I cede the floor with you to Brother Davis, who I'm sure will make other excellent points. The first one is, look, what's the original sin inside the Trump administration? It's the fact that they had weaponized recusal. They went to Jeff Sessions and they got him to recuse. And that's how they launched the whole Russiagate thing with Mueller, which was a drag on the entire first term of President Trump. And they tried to do the same thing. And this is why Mark Paoletta's work is so valuable in defending Justice Thomas. They're trying to get him to be driven off the court or him to have to recuse from key cases. And he's just not caving. He is, you know, I like Jeff Sessions. I think he was a good man. But I think that Justice Thomas is made of a lot sterner stuff than that. And he's not going to be pushed off the court by these weaponized recusal attempts. And look, the left is entirely plagued by a double standard here, right? Judge Mershon doesn't have to recuse, even though his daughter's making millions, you know, whipping up frenzy against President Trump. And even though there's a statute in New York that says if you're within 6 degrees of consanguinity and there's a financial interest of somebody in that blood relationship that, you know, you need to recuse. No, the left will defend him against recusal. It's all, you know, just completely part of their plan. The last two points are about this Jordan report, and it's great that Jordan managed to power through and get this report out. You know, there are a lot of points that you could make about it, but let me just focus on two things that popped out at me. One is that they want to try to get reform of the grant process inside DOJ, because probably the dirty little secret, Steve, is that you are paying, the American taxpayer is paying for Fani Willis, is paying for Alvin Bragg to bring these ridiculous weaponized lawsuits. And, you know, we can't have that occur anymore. That's not what the Justice Department's supposed to be doing through their Office of Justice program. So kudos to Jim Jordan for recognizing that. I think that Congress needs to defund those kinds of grants going to the state and local prosecutors, and they need to defund Jack Smith's office, Steve. And that power of the purse Congress clearly has it in spades. They just need to use their whip hand to do that. The second thing that comes out of the go ahead.
Hang on. Before you go to the second thing, did we not have that power a couple weeks ago to force this, even if he had to shut down the government and get into a negotiation on the border? And on this, you could have defunded all the weaponization. If you had the stones to sit there and go, no, the American people are not going to underwrite Fani Willis, Alvin Bragg, anything else going around the country. And hey, to defund Justice Department on these programs, that is worth having a confrontation over. They're not just going to sit there and go, this is amazing. Look at this. We never thought of that. Why didn't we think of that? Yes, you're absolutely correct. We'll defund this themselves. Are they going to do that, or is it going to take smash mouth Jeff Clark?
Steve, we got to keep the pressure up on them to do that. You know, if the Uniparty loves Ukraine so much, then they certainly can get into a discussion and negotiation to pay for that. And there's no reason that the American taxpayer should be funding a war in Ukraine when Europe is able and, you know, financially powerful, you know, enough to do it themselves. We don't get border control. We don't get control of these rogue prosecutors. You know, it just seems like everything runs against the interests of the American people. And I think it needs to stop. And the mechanism by which they're doing this, and this is my second point coming out of the report, is that it really exposes a public-private partnership, Steve. You know, Mark Pomerantz actually was brought in as part of an advisory body, a private advisory body to Alvin Bragg as to how to get Trump, okay? So just, like, stop that for a second. Imagine, you know, there's a new Trump administration and, you know, the Justice Department, the Attorney General, creates a private body of conservative lawyers, whether from the Federal Society or whether from, you know, the Center for Renewing America or any number of groups, and starts, you know, talking to them about who should they prosecute. I mean, the outcry of that, you know, from the left would reach to the heavens, Steve, but yet they're allowed to do it. And then, you know, Mark Pomerantz eventually converts himself into an employee of the office. And all he does is pound the table, yes, saying we have to go after Trump. And, you know, the BRAG decides initially not to do it. And then, as Mike Davis is very fond of saying, you know, the external pressure of Pomerantz causes the zombie case to be resurrected, along with the Biden administration shooting in Matthew Colangelo.
Jeff, hang on 1 second. I'm going to hold you. I got Mike Davis. We've got a lot to go through on this short break. Most emergencies come without warning. And when the next one comes, you won't have time to pack and to prepare. You need to get ready now before an emergency strikes. Your supplies should be ready to grab and go right away. Secure these supplies right now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Start with the 4-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply, helping millions of Americans, and I mean millions of Americans, prepare. Since 2008, My Patriot Supply are experts in self-reliance and preparation. Their 4-week emergency food kits offer over 2,000 calories every day. Protected by heavy-duty, 4-layer packaging, these kits last up to 25 years. Let me repeat that, 25 years. Sealed inside rugged, handled buckets, they're made to grab and go quickly. Now go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save $50 right now per kit. They ship fast and they ship free in unmarked boxes. Save $50 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action on this today. Go over there. They're the best in the business. Talk to the consultants. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Jeff, what are your coordinates? How do people keep up with you? Because you know, as Mike Davis is going to come in a second, and we're already talking about the slots, you know, we don't know if you're going to be White House counsel or over at the Attorney General's office or somewhere. You're going to be high level. I want MSNBC to embrace the fact it's going to be the Mike Davises, the Mark Paolettas, and the Jeff Clarks, and the fighters. John Sauer yesterday, amazing. It's going to be the fighters. The people that stood in the breach are going to be justice in the White House. And guess what? It's going to be full on. Full on going on offense. Andrew Weissman, preserve your documents, bro. Jeff Clark, where do people get you, sir?
Sure, Steve. Always a pleasure. I'm at Jeff Clark US on Getter and X, and at Real Jeff Clark on Truth Social, and follow all of the activities of the Center for Renewing America at AmericaRenewing.com.
Where can people go? You're too humble and too good a man to actually say where to go to find your case, but where can people go and find out where you stand in the eye of the storm?
Well, thanks for that, Steve. So I have a GiveSendGo, www.givesendgo.com/Jeff Clark, and I do put updates on there. I did an update recently after the bar trial concluded against me, you know, in terms of receiving evidence at the start of April this month.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay, I want to play. I'm going to play some version of what we open with and get our Mike Davis in here. Let's go ahead and let it rip.
And that's a kind of masochistic capitulationism to Donald Trump's authoritarianism. Of course, we've got to hold the president accountable to the law. I mean, it's the basic premise of our law that nobody is above the law, including the president. And when they say, oh, well, you can impeach and convict him and then you could prosecute him, again, that twists the language and turns it upside down in the Constitution. It says, even if you're impeached and convicted, nevertheless, you can still be prosecuted and tried and convicted and punished, presupposing that, of course, the president is subject to criminal law. And now we've got a bunch of justices who are asking questions that indicate that they are as corrupted as the members of Congress who I serve with. You know, when we get through this period, this miserable period of American history, and we will get through it, and we're going to beat them all in November, which is the only solution to this nonsense, these people are going to be fit only for selling incense and flowers at Dulles Airport.
There's no cause for alarm in any of this.
God bless you, my child.
As long as Joe Biden is reelected. Because if that was a given fact, if he was running with, say, the 18-point lead in the polls that Bill Clinton had at a certain point in his reelection campaign, there would be a lot less nervousness about this because we would know eventually this process will work. And if they send it back to Judge Chutkan, Judge Chutkan can actually have an evidentiary hearing and actually bring witnesses in a way that she can't now. And so there would then be some actual under oath testimony about all this stuff before the election, if they do that. And then eventually you'd get through all this prosecution. I actually think Joe Biden is going to be reelected, so I'm not terribly concerned about what they're going to do in terms of slowing this thing down. But what you saw, the fundamentals of what you saw and what we discovered clearly today, is that there is a group on the Supreme Court who believe that their duty is to protect the Constitution and the law, and there's a possibly larger group who believe their duty is to protect the president, not all presidents. The president named Trump.
You, and, you know, to Joyce's point, the justices did not laugh this lawyer out of the room. Not only that, but the consensus at the end of this 2 hours and 40 minutes was that Trump, in effect, was going to win, not perhaps the full case, but to win. But the justices don't want to admit that they're winning.
Nothing that happened today with the Supreme Court being in the tank for Donald Trump is surprising
at all.
To you.
No,
it's not surprising to me.
At all.
It's not surprising to your viewers at home. You know why? Because we're not stupid. All right. Donald Trump called his shot months ago. He said, my Supreme Court justices will never let this happen to me. And he was absolutely right.
Yep.
So with that information, my question to the American people is now, what are you prepared to do? Because the Supreme Court has exposed itself as a partisan institution full of hacks that will do everything in their power to protect Donald Trump and make sure that a Republican can be elected, not just in the next election, but in every election going forward.
Okay. Mike Davis, they mocked and ridiculed you and these guys, Sauer and everybody. They mocked and ridiculed. It was always going to be briefed in papers and briefs to take 5 minutes. Yesterday was literally a punch right in their mouth, and they ain't happy about it. I mean, last night, complete meltdown. Again this morning, complete meltdown. Your assessment, sir?
I love to watch Eli Mistel, the dumbest lawyer in America, go nuts. And it's just that just makes my day. That actually makes my year, that Eli Mistel is on MSNBC going crazy. And what's going to make my year next year is when President Trump appoints Mark Paoletta or Jeff Clark as the attorney general, and the other one can take the White House counsel job, and John Sauer is President Trump's solicitor general, and John Eastman is going to run the Office of Legal Counsel, and Your Excellency, Viceroy and Governor General of D.C., Mike Davis, is going to help them rain hell on these Biden Democrats. I would say to these guys, lawyer up. I would lawyer up, because guess what? This is a criminal conspiracy that these Democrat prosecutors and Democrat White House officials, Democrat judges, Democrat witnesses, Democrat operatives, they're running a Andrew Weissman, buddy. You're running a criminal conspiracy to violate the civil rights of President Trump, his top aides like Peter Navarro and Steve Bannon, his lawyers like Jeff Clark and John Eastman, his supporters on January 6th. This is Walt Nauta, his co-defendant, his co-defendants down in Georgia, the defendants in Arizona with this new Arizona attorney general who stole the election from Abe by like 230 votes, literally stole the election by disenfranchising voters on election day. They absolutely did that. Voters got sent to the wrong places to vote. They want it 2 more hours or 3 more hours so they can go to the right place to vote. The Biden campaign, the DNC, opposed that, and a Democrat judge shut it down. They disenfranchised voters on election day, and that's how this new Democrat AG in Arizona stole the election, and now she brought this bogus criminal indictment. This is lawfare. This is election interference, and there are going to be the most severe legal, political, and financial consequences come January 20th, 2025. Buckle up, cupcakes.
We use the word criminal. You saw the interim report, and it's just the beginning. Let's talk about that interim report for a second, because it shouldn't be lost on anybody that President Trump, right now, even as we speak, they're in this vague, bizarre charge that there's election fraud in the 2016 election. There's election fraud in the 2016 election. That's, I guess, what he's charged with. You've seen the Jordan report was just an interim. This criminal conspiracy investigation is going to be all-encompassing, from Michigan to Arizona to Georgia to what's happening in the classified documents case with Julie Kelly's doing such a great job, obviously. But it obviously what's happening with, you know, the charge in Washington, the insurrection, this court up here. But the centerpiece, the beating heart of it, is the Justice Department. And the Andrew Weissmans and people like that have been in and out of the Justice Department, working as a cabal around Garland, Lisa Monaco, the Justice Department, the FBI, and the White House in a criminal conspiracy to politically prosecute President Trump and his followers. Is that the essence of this case?
Yeah, it's a conspiracy against rights, which is a very serious crime. It's a civil rights crime. It is a very serious crime. And it's obviously that this is a conspiracy against rights. They are obvious. President Biden, Jonathan Suh, his deputy White House counsel, who waived Trump's claim of executive privilege and then worked with the archives to set up the bogus FBI raid on Trump for the presidential records he's allowed to have in the office of former president under the Presidential Records Act. You have Matthew Colangelo going to Bragg's office. Biden has his fingerprints on every one of these criminal prosecutions. You have Nathan Wade, Fannie Willis's dumb, unqualified secret boyfriend down in Fulton County, Georgia, billing his time, 16 hours, $250 an hour to meet with the Biden White House, including the Biden White House counsel. This is all coordinated by President Biden and the Biden White House and the Biden Justice Department. And there must be a criminal probe on this criminal conspiracy to violate so many people's civil rights, Trump, his top aides, his lawyers, his supporters, because we do not live in a third world Marxist hellhole. We do not live in a banana republic. And that's what these Democrats in New York, D.C., and Atlanta, and now Arizona, have done. They have politicized and weaponized our justice systems at every level to go after their political enemies and to coddle their political friends. And it's unacceptable. And it's not just the political people. They're going after parents outraged by gender chaos in schools and the resulting rapes in high school bathrooms. They're going after Christians praying outside of abortion clinics while they give amnesty to BLM and Antifa, the much more deadly and destructive BLM and Antifa, $2 billion, dozens of deaths. You have these Hamas terrorists who are terrorizing Jewish Americans all over the United States, particularly on college campuses. You have these trans terrorists who are going and attacking Catholic churches and crisis pregnancy centers, and not a damn thing happens. But Biden and Garland have weaponized that Justice Department to go after their enemies, and there are going to be severe legal, political, and financial consequences come January 20th, 2025.
Mike, can you just hang on 1 second? Mike Davis joins us from Article 3 Project. Birchgold.com, please go and download the 5th free installment, The End of the Dollar Empire. I'll be discussing it on tomorrow's show and, of course, next week. Central bank digital currencies from the Federal Reserve. Tomorrow we'll break it down.
True or false?
Back in a moment. Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done with Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done with Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Mike, thanks for joining us. I know you got to bounce, so I want to go through the interim report from Jordan. And look, Jim Jordan and his team are trying. We've heard that they've had this done, and they want to do more. They want to put out more subpoenas, but they're being suppressed by Johnson. Give us your first take. Give us a minute or two on the first cut of this interim report. And I need everybody this weekend to get a pot of Warpath coffee, sit down, get quiet, and just go through this. This is just a first interim report. But as Mike told you, this thing is vast, and it's got to be taken at that level of seriousness to go after it. Your thoughts on the interim report?
Well, I do commend Chairman Jim Jordan for this report. It's an important step. More needs to be done. A lot more needs to be done. I do question if Speaker Johnson's holding Jim Jordan back. Was Speaker McCarthy also holding Jim Jordan back because this lawfare has been going on for 21 months. I think it's time for these House Republicans to get off their asses and start moving. We are in, the second week of the unprecedented criminal trial of a former president who happens to be the leading presidential candidate. The Arizona Attorney General just came out with new indictments and named Trump as an unindicted co-conspirator. Trump is facing lawfare on many different fronts. He just had his oral arguments at the Supreme Court on the most consequential case, one of the most consequential cases in the Supreme Court's history. And Judge Juan Merchan, this Manhattan judge in New York, who donated to Biden and another anti-Trump cause, and whose daughter, Lauren Merchan's raising a ton of money from this, threatened to put Trump in jail if he went to the Supreme Court oral arguments instead of sitting in his courtroom in New York City. This is outrageous what these Democrats are doing. This is obviously a criminal conspiracy. And I'm glad that Jim Jordan is putting out this report. It's a little bit late, but we need to get moving. We have to go after this. We have to dismantle the administrative state. We need to dismantle these operatives in the Justice Department as a first step. And that includes when they need to do aggressive oversight in the House. They need to cut off the funding. The Article 3 project proposed a long time ago, over a year ago, to cut off funding for Jack Smith and cut off funding for these Democrat prosecutors in New York and Atlanta who are running this lawfare, now in Arizona, who are running this lawfare. It was an appropriation riders championed by Congressman Andrew Clyde that simply say this: no federal funds can be used to prosecute any major presidential candidates on or before November 5th, 2024, in any state or local governments that prosecutes any major candidates on or before November 5th, 2024, loses all of their funding. It's that simple, that the American people, not these Democrat prosecutors and these Democrat judges and witnesses and jurors and these Democrat hellholes, get to decide the next election. And the House Republicans have not done enough. They've not done really anything about this over the last 21 months, and it keeps growing and growing and growing. It's only going to get worse. We just saw this with the Arizona indictment. And I would say this to the donor class, Steve, as you were talking about earlier. This is not going to end when Trump goes away. Trump is simply in their way. Again, these Democrats are going after parents outraged by gender chaos in schools and the resulting rapes. They're going after Christians praying outside of abortion clinics. They're putting them in prison. This is a Marxist revolution that started under Obama, and it's on steroids now under Biden because Obama's calling the shots. And these donors need to understand 100 years of Marxism, 100 million people killed under 100 years of Marxism, and they don't spare the rich people. They're gonna go down as well.
Mike, where do people go? So we're all over this now. We need people to call the Speaker's office and say, hey, why is this investigation being suppressed? Why was this report suppressed? We need to have Jim Jordan's back. We need to have the weaponization committees back. We need to have judiciary's back. Where do they go? You've been at the tip of the spear on this. You were the guy that brought this up years ago. You've been working on this. Where do people go to get you at
Article 3? We'll set up an action item on this on Article3Project.org. Article3Project.org. We'll set up an action item today. You can donate there, Article3Project.org, at Article 3 Project, at Article Number 3 Project on Getter, Twitter, Truth, and my personal is at MRDDMIA, MRDDMIA. And House Republicans, again, get off your asses. We're losing our country.
Okay, Mike is going to reach out. He'll coordinate with Grace. Grace will put it up to all the posse and all the things. We'll talk about it again at 5 and at 6, Article 3. Mike Davis, thank you. By the way, what's your Twitter feed? Want to make sure everybody can focus you on Twitter and Getter.
MRDDMIA. MRDDMIA.
It comes in a little hot on his social media every now and again. Thank you, brother Davis, and look forward to having you back on early next week.
Thank you.
We have to get to the ramparts in this. The Republican House has got to move. They've already funded this thing. They've already funded the lawfare against Trump. They've already funded. They funded it. They allowed it to happen. So now we need this vast. We need this vast conspiracy. Unearth and put in for the American people. This is going to be another up or down vote in November. And the uniparty donors got to understand you're not going to stop us. We don't care. I've got John Fernandes. Maybe not play the. Do I have the cold open for him? Can I play that? Let's play the cold open. I'll bring in John Fredericks.
I get there at 6:58, and the polls had just opened. So you know we're setting up our sign. It's about 7 a.m., and out walks the guy that had just voted. So he walks out. And this guy's name, you can put his picture up. This guy's name, it turns out, I don't know him because I'm not from the area. Turns out this guy's name is Michael Terzai, and he's a Republican, and he's the former Speaker of the Pennsylvania House. Now, this is a Republican, a former Speaker of the House. And I didn't get to engage him when he came in because he was there. So as soon as the doors were open, he was in and probably had something to do. So he's coming out. I don't know him from Adam's cat. I'm just there, and I got my stuff, and Ann is there, and we have a little cup of coffee there, and he comes out, and I greet a voter going in, and he's coming out, and I said, oh, sir, thank you for voting. It's like, thank you for voting. Like, isn't that a nice thing? Thank you for voting. Have a great day. That's like happy, you know, thanks for coming. Thanks for voting. Thanks for participating in the system. I didn't engage you coming in, so I don't know if you voted for me or not. I just said thanks for voting. And he turns around, and he says, aren't you John Fredericks? I'm like, oh, sir, I am. Thank you. And he said, you, why are you here? I said, well, because I live here and I'm running for. I know what you're running for. You have no right to be here. You have no right to be at this poll. You have no right to be voting. You have no right to be running for everything. Aren't you from Virginia? I'm like, yeah, I'm from Virginia, but I moved here. You shouldn't be here. You need to go back to Virginia. Who do you think you are? Running for delegate. These people have been here 30 years. Now you're going to run for delegate or run for this or run for that. You need to get out of here and go back. You're an embarrassment. I would never vote for you. And I told everybody I know, don't vote for him. He's from Virginia. He shouldn't be here. You need to go home and go back. In fact, you shouldn't be at, you shouldn't be here handing things out. This is what I get greeted with at 7 in the morning. And I'm like, well, have a nice day. I don't know what else to say. But this is and I said, who is that guy? Former Republican Speaker of the House. You want to know why we lose? You want to know why Pennsylvania is a joke? You want to know why Allegheny County is a complete disaster and Republicans can't win? Just take that 2 minutes. Instead of saying, hey, you know, I didn't vote for you, but thanks for coming.
Let me have it. The book Finish What We Started, and that's why I say everybody in the audience ought to get this book and read it, is and it's not by a MAGA person, it's by a left-wing columnist for the or reporter for the Washington Post. You have stories like that throughout the book because you see the Republican Party lower down people. Now, this guy was Speaker of the House, but the reason they hate MAGA. John Fredericks, I want to go to the punchline. Not only did you win, you led all the voting and you won big. Is that correct?
Yeah, we came in first in a landslide. We were at number 8 on the ballot. And I want to thank all of so many people here in this audience that voted for me and sent us donations. You know, we were iced out of this thing. They put us number 8 on the ballot of 8 people, which is not a very good ballot position in a race like this. It's a disaster. You know, they said it was picked out of a hat. Yeah, right, whatever. So we were number 8, and we got totally iced out of all the committees, you know, lined up against us. But we went right to the voters. We just went over them, and I raised money and ran a campaign and went right to the voters. And we were able to sweep the field and come in first and lead everybody. And obviously, we were able to win this. But, you know, what I dealt with, what you just saw at 7 a.m., on a Tuesday election day from the former Speaker of the House, Republican of Pennsylvania, Mike Terzai. This is the epitomizes why we this party sucks and why we lose and why we can't win and why the whole thing is corrupt. And all they want to do, they don't want to grow no, this. These no, people don't want to win
no,
anything.
No, hang on. They just want to keep losing. Hang on. No, this is what the epitome, that segment's so important for people. That is what controlled opposition is. They would rather lose as long as they keep control of their apparatus. They don't care about being small. As long as they control it and it's their little baby, right? They would rather do that than broaden it out, bring more people in and actually win. They don't want to win. They want to control. This is what controlled opposition is. And this is why it's so amazing. In the War Room Posse, John Frederick's Radio Network, our great radio station up in Pittsburgh. It's fat in the support you got. I just want to repeat, they put you eighth on the ballot so nobody would look at the name. You came in first, and now you're actually going to take it by a big margin. And I want to thank all the Warren Posse and the John Fredericks folks for supporting John, because I know he's a piece of work. But now you're going to run for another billet, right, going into the convention so that you can have even a bigger role and a bigger MAGA role?
I'm going to run for delegation chairman. I don't really care. I don't really care what these people say. I'm going to go right to the delegates, and I'm going to run for delegation chairman and lead this delegation out of Rhino disaster land, which it is. I mean, you got to ask yourself, if you're living in Pennsylvania and you're part of the Pennsylvania GOP, what have they done? All they do is lose. There's no apparatus. You know, I called up there. I called up the main office of the Republican Party of Pennsylvania, and I asked him a simple question. Hey, can somebody identify for me the six top House races we need in order to gain control of the House? We're only down by two seats. Identify the six. No one had it. To this day, I can't get that. I don't even know who they are. I said, okay, we've only got the Senate by one. Identify the top three Senate seats that we have to hold or win in order to hold the House. No one has it. There's no plan. I mean, they even had this in Virginia. Tell you what, the Virginia Republican Party, God bless you. I mean, they look like the most together apparatus I've ever seen compared to what's going on in Pennsylvania. And we got to change this.
The Pennsylvania House and Senate passed the mail-in ballot, right? So they could get Trump, they could bifurcate Trump off of the obtained ballot. That deal, they were the guys that pushed the mail-in ballots that stole the presidency from Trump in 2020. Did they not, sir?
Yes, Act 77, passed by a Republican House and Republican Senate, because they all wanted some nice article written about them and what's remaining of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette or the Philadelphia Inquirer or the New York Times. I mean, they passed a bill to basically have the Democrats steal the election, and they had control as Republicans. It is mind-boggling what goes on here. And the problem is, Steve, nobody will call them out. Nobody will challenge the system, and if you do, you get swatted down, you get embarrassed, you experience what I did and Ann did. I mean, the guy was yelling at my wife for moving here. He's like, why are you here? She's like, because, like, this is where we live? What do you mean, why am I here? Oh, so I have to wait 30 years and hand stuff out at polls in order for me to run for something and get involved in the system? You know, then I'm like, we'd like to be precinct chairs in our local committee in Moon Township. All right, well, that election's not till 2026. Okay, so I want to be appointed.
Hang on one second. We're going to come back after
The apples in your holiday pie taste amazing, but it's not exactly the recommended 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. The Mayo Clinic says if you want to help prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure, and your cholesterol, eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, which, as you know, is almost impossible. That's why you need to check out Field of Greens. Every fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs, like your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, and your immune system. Yo, folks, the holidays are here, and you need to stay healthy. Plus, you'll notice your skin, hair, and nails will look healthier. Field of Greens is the simplest way to get those daily fruits and veggies, and it tastes amazing. Let me get you started with 15% off your first order. Visit fieldofgreens.com. Use promo code Bannon. That's promo code Bannon at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com. Make sure you take it today. Use your agency. Action, action, action. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Bannon.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
John Frederick's epic story, Precinct Strategy, still works. We got to bounce. Where do people get to the show, social media, everything about what you're doing in Pennsylvania and beyond, sir?
Just follow me, all social media networks, at JF Radio Show. Got a social media post up there now. You can follow this, at JF Radio Show. I just want to remind everybody, look, they don't want you to take this party over. They're going to fight you. They're going to make your life miserable. Fight back like Ann and I did. Just keep fighting back. Eventually, we're going to prevail in a big way. And thank you. Again, thank everybody for voting for me in District 17. We were able to win in a landslide. Thank you.
Brother, you're the best. Keep fighting. And all the Precinct Strategy folks out there, the great show we had the other day with Illinois, just fight on. Aaron Czar, Aaron, thank you for changing your schedule around today to join us. I thought it was very important, given everything that's happened about lawfare in the last 72 hours. Our audience particularly understands that they're under assault from a neo-Marxist, radical judiciary, Justice Department, all of it. You're a guy that can help protect us. Walk us through what you can do from silent.com and these great Faraday bags.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, we do feel like we have something to provide for everyone. We all have one of these, a little old phone that we carry on us. We're always going to be susceptible to being hacked and tracked. We make sleek Faraday bags that you could drop in any mobile device and instantly block cellular Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, GPS, RFID, and NFC. So becomes a freedom lover's tool to drop in your phone and completely get off the grid. Kind of more importantly, one thing I wanted to mention was that Silent is becoming a military standard. We've won 6 Air Force contracts as of recently. So if we mess this up, people die. Like, we are protecting the ability to mask location, GPS tracking, hacking, remote tampering from the tip of the spear, special forces community, and the military as a whole. Some of the same technology is available for the War Room Posse. So if you go on our site, you could buy the same technology that it gives you the ability to maintain autonomy and fully disconnect. So I don't see any other way around it, to be honest, Steve. It's just the state of the world that we live in and what's going on. If you're not utilizing a Faraday product by Silent, then you're going to be susceptible to a lot of bad actors.
To give me a minute, I'm really proud of what you guys did on being a why is being a mil spec? Why is it going through that authorization and trial thing so important to our audience, our civilians?
Well, really, it's, you know, the military is not only a massive market, but it has a lot of men and women in it. And we're going to do everything that we can to do to protect the men and women that put their lives on the line for us. God bless them. God bless America. It's an amazing place to be, because we have to take a product like this that you're seeing on the website now. Like, our products block wireless signal, and we can't screw that up. So winning 6 Air Force contracts, one, allows us to be sole sourced, so the military could buy our products directly without competing it. And two,
it shows you're hardened. I mean, when you pass the mil-spec standards, you're hardened. It is rigorous. That's why so few companies do it. Where do people go? I want people to immerse themselves in the information. That's why I love your site. Where do they go to understand what you do, why Faraday bags are so important, and why they need it for the computer, the iPad, the iPhone, all of it? Where do they go right now?
Get the entire kit. I mean, the War Room Posse needs to go to slnt.com right now. You need to check out the products. There's no better time than to have control over your privacy and security. Like, get fired up, go there, and have a little more control over your digital life. It's imperative these days. There's no other way to look at it. So, yeah, slnt.com. Use code Bannon at checkout, and you get an exclusive discount.
By the way, never more important than now. Look at this. This lawfare is only going to metastasize, because they're going all in. The opposition is going all in, and they're up front by telling us they're going all in. Aaron, thanks for carving time out today. I know you guys are very busy. Thanks, and congratulations on the military standards passing of all that in the contract. So thank you.
Yeah, sure thing. Thanks for having me on.
Silent is hardened. So go to slnt.com today. Immerse yourself in information over there. Okay, well, we're working hard here in the war room. Mike Lindell's lollygagging around in the $18 million Mar-a-Lago. Mike, it's got to be like 10 feet of Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million, right? I mean, this is the most beautiful place I've ever seen, sir.
Yeah, it is. And I'll tell you what, any judge that said this place isn't worth hundreds of millions is wrong. But we have a great, you see the great flag in the background here. And then remember, we have a couple days left only of the free multi-use bipillow with the great flag on it. And I use it in all my travels, everybody. We had a great night here last night at Mar-a-Lago where I did our speech on our election platforms there. We're doing great out there, everybody. You can check that out at lindellplan.com. But in the meantime, I'm able to do all this and take a little relaxing, Steve. I am taking a little time out. But you guys, I wanted to tell you that it's because of you, my employees. The factory is at full capacity right now. Use that promo code WARROOM and you get a free multi-use MyPillow, one of these great flag pillows for the next couple of days only. And you get all the specials there. The premium's $25 for any size, king, queen, doesn't matter. You got the slippers, sandals, and slides, $25. The six-piece towel sets, the kitchen sets, $25 for all the kitchen towels. Remember, they all came in this week. And my operators are standing by, you guys. If you get free shipping, if you get a $75 or more, do your shopping around. We left that part in there where you can still get free shipping on those bigger orders, your beds, your mattress toppers. There we have the USA-made socks. They just came in. Say 40%. Those are compression socks. Everything else just came in. Every kind of sock you'd like there. The War Room promo code gets you the deepest discounts in this country because you guys have made it all possible. Call 800-873-1062. Remember, they're all working from home, and they work off commission. It's a win-win-win, Steve. We're winning out there. We're winning. You get great products, and you get a free go-anywhere MyPillow with any order. It doesn't matter how big your
like
order
the,
is.
So. Just like Old Glory in the background that Trump put up against all opposition, it's got a five-pointed star, just like we've had since the founding of this republic. No eight-pointed star, five-pointed star.
Right.
Mike Lindell, you're a patriot and hero. See you this afternoon, brother.
Yep,
Charlie Kirk. His wingman is Tyler Boyer, another guy indicted. Charlie Kirk and the Patriots at Turning Point USA. Up next on REV, Jack Posobiec. Then we got Miranda Kahn and the Terror Doll. And we are back at 5 o'clock. Going to be live, part of it, from the Palm Beach studios. See you then. I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to rickardswarroom.com. That's rickardswarroom.com now to see the video.
Room at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. If you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.